He sat by the opening of the tent with the heat of the day. So the Farshim answered the Kasha, why did it say Vayera'i loved Hashem? Hashem appeared to him without mentioning Avram's name. We should have said Vayera Hashem al Avram. Why does it say Vayera'i loved not mentioning Hashem's name? So that was, if you look at Rashi says, Vayera Elov, Levaker es Achoyla. Hashem came to be Mavaker Chayla. How do we know that Hashem came to be Mavaker Chayla with Shteitas? So Sifsek HaChomin says, because it doesn't say over here any special Dibur that HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to Avram. Vayera Elov Avram, usually it says Hashem told him something, told him a tzivu, he told him something, but here it does not say anything. Shema Amino, that it was only for the purpose of being mevakir, just for the visit itself, without any special amir. Other mepharshim say that for the fact that it says Vayera Elov Hashem and doesn't mention his name, Shema Amino, that this is a hemshuch of what happened in the previous parashah. It wasn't necessary to mention his name, because this is a chelik of the previous parashah. What was the previous parashah dealing with? Inyan of Bris Milah. So the Vayera Elov was benegeya to the Bris Milah Mela. It was Levakar Esachayim. But the Kliyokas is a different shot. Why doesn't mention Avram Avinu's name? He says, Amoridik Ezach. He says that the name of Avram Avinu and his real Metzias really are opposites from each other. The name Avram is Av HaMayim Goyim. He was the head, he was the king of all the nations. But his real Metzias was Vanechi Ofer Ve'efer. Humility, mamish, he kept himself very low. So the name and the Metzias are two different things. So that's what the Torah tells us, Vayera Elov Hashem. If we would have said Vayera Hashem of Avraham, so that would imply that HaKadosh Baruch Hu appeared to Avraham, he said that he was the Avraham and Goyim, he said that he had the Choshev elevated position. This is why HaKadosh Baruch Hu appeared to him. Al-Kain, it says Vayera Elov, he appeared not because of the Avraham, not because of the Av HaMayim Goyim, he appeared to him because of the Elov, because of his inner Metzias, his V'anoichi Ofer Ve'Efer. And that's really what Chazal say, this pshat, I don't know if I mentioned, the Kliyoker says this pshat. Like Chazal say, Ein HaKadosh Baruch Hu Mashra Shechinosei, Ki Yimal Chocham, Gibor, Oshir, Ve'onam, Kimayishe. In other words, with all of those things, a person is Alamailas, but it has to be that he has to be an honor. That's a tonight. So therefore, the Torah tells us over here, Vayera Elov Hashem, not mitzad the Avraham, not mitzad the Avraham and Goyim, but mitzad the Elov, that was his Metzias. Interesting story. The Ramah had a Talmud Chover. The Maral's brother, Rabbi Mechaim Achia Maral, was a Talmud Chover of the Ramah. They used to learn together, and the Ramah mamish loved them. Mamish, he was a goyim, he was a tzaddik, he was an onav. Gets one time he disappeared all of a sudden. Disappeared. Ain't that? I was wondering who there, what, where did he go? A while later, there was some sort of a mageifa in Krakow with the Ramah was rav. They called the tainas, they got everybody together to daven, and as was the minute, they said if anybody knows of any aveiras that are being done, they should come forth and report it to the Besdin. So a couple of people came afterwards and they said, we know that there's a fellow living on the outskirts of town with a woman, and they never got married. He's living with Abchup and Kedusha. And boss says, boss, he says, send the man to me. So they bring him over to the Ramah. And the Ramah says, who is this person? None other than Rabbi Nuchayim Achi HaMaral. He sent him home. He says, okay, leave him here. This is not a problem, I guarantee. Simcha to see him. He said, what happened to you? Where were you disappeared? So he said, they were ready, Mishaduchim left and right, rich Shaduchim, Chashim Shaduchim. I didn't want. I wanted a simple, poor Shaduch without any Chashimas. I wanted to be able to sit and learn the Menucha without any fanfare. So I found out there was a baker there that had a daughter and he was interested in a Shaduch, a person that's going to learn. Simple baker. So I got married, but Sinamamish with Adam Dominion, which so we didn't make any big deal out of it. I'm living Bimanucha. I'm able to sit and learn Bimanucha. Nobody knows from me. I'm not bothered with whatever. So Ramah felt good, at least, you know, he sees where. One night, the Rama decided he wanted to see Rosh Tutzach with his beloved Reb Chaim. So he went to the outskirts of the city. I guess he found out where his house was. He's listening in, and he hears two voices learning together. So he's wondering, who is that second voice? He knocks on the door. Reb Chaim comes to the door. He says, who's that other person that you're learning with? He didn't want to say. Again, the Alter Rav of the city, I'm Geizron, you have to tell me who you're learning with. You're supposed to be my Eliyahu HaNavi. So Mamad Chalishis Adahas. Here, you know, he was never Zaycha. She says, go ask Eliyahu why I'm not Zaycha to Gil Eliyahu. So Yahanavi told him, that Ms. Mitzah, it's Muschi, Taki Roy, Lekach. But because you hold a high position, you know, it's harder to be Megala myself to you than it is to a regular person. The advice is that the Giluyim come, you know, more to people that are in, you know, lower profile positions. That's the Elov. Vayar, and he saw me in a Shloisha Noshim Yitzogim Elov. Vayar, Vayoris Lekrosim Yipesach Ha'ayel, Vayistachu Oritza. Zok Rashi, Vine Shloisha Noshim. Echor Bavasar is Sarah. One was to come tell Sarah she's going to have a child. The Echor Lahafach is Doim. The Echor Lerapis is Avram. So Chayrish tells him the Kashi, Vishlaim of the Malach that came to be Mavasar Sarah, she's going to have a child, had to come to the house of Avram. And Vishlaim the Malach that came to be Merap Avram had to come to the house of Avram. Of the Malach that was going to turn over his dime, he didn't have to come to the house of Avram. That was his shlichus. Let him go straight to be Mahapach's dime. Why did he first have to come to the house of Avram Avinu? So I saw a terrorist with Shem HaGoyin Rabbi Cheskel at Ramsky's. That's how. He said that if the Malach would come right away to turn over his dime, he'd have questions. You know, a Malach generally does what he's supposed to do, but you see Malachim also, you know, they don't always do exactly. We find that in the Medrash. So if the Malach would have come right away to destroy Sven completely, it would have been difficult. You would have started asking, like, why do they deserve such an Einish? You know, fart, you know, say, the heavy Yetzahara, right, that causes them to do Aveiros. So like, to Omamish overturn them, to destroy them, swear a thing. That's why Hakadosh Baruch Hu first sent them to Avraham Avinu's house. He says, Avraham Avinu also lives in a world where there's a Yetzirah. And take a look at the heights that Avraham Avinu reached his house. The Ramban says, the Holam of the Ovis Mimois from Amisha Beis HaMikdash. This is all Mitoich the Yetzirah. The cloud is going to rest on their tents, even though there's a Yetzirah. So after he'd go to the house of Avraham Avinu, he would see what Madregas mankind could reach on Lehepach, the Hashchosit, that's doing. Brought themselves to, so then there wouldn't be any questions. Those are Rabbi Cheskel of Ramsky, that's all. I saw another pshat in the Sefer Eitzros Pnini HaTeiru. It's brought down in the Zohar HaKadosh that the reason why the Malachim were sent to Avraham Avinu, because when there's din in the Olam, when there's a Midas HaDin in the world, the Zohar HaKadosh says, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu sends an Oni to the house of a Baal Chesed, and he asks for tzedakah, and the Baal Chesed does tzedakah with him, and that's Meir Rachamim and Memelid. It sort of like calms the Midas Hadid. So Memelid, since right now there's going to be a tremendous Midas Hadid that was about to take place with his dying, that Gan's dying was going to be overturned. Terrible, terrible thing. There's not going to be a remnant of his dying. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted first that the Malach that destroys Sedaim should come to Avraham Avinu. And Avraham Avinu is going to do a chesed with them. He's going to be machmas Hagayah. And that chesed might somehow or other be able to mitigate a little bit the Midas HaDin. Even HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to punish them, but he doesn't really want to punish them. The Midas HaDin is Mechai, punishment of a Me'idah Gisa, for the Arbriyas of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So he first sent the Malach to Avraham Avinu, that he should experience the chesed, he should experience tzedakah, and the mail of that was sort of lower the midas hadin that he was about to inflict on Sedaim. Vayomar Adonai, im lo motzosi chen be'enecho, al nosav v'miyal avdecho. He says, Adonai, so Rashi brings down two pshatim in the word Adonai. The first pshat is, my master, he was talking to the malachim and he addressed the most choshev one, he addressed his Adonai, please don't leave, and if you don't leave, the other two also won't leave. That's the first pshat. Vidat loshen is choyim. Then the second shot, he was talking to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, please don't leave. Chazal says, I want to take care of the guests first. Chazal learned from over here, G'doy lachnos azorchim, yoyser mikadolos b'mayashkin. So Shlomo Avodah asks a question. He says, spill it blunt. HaKadosh Baruch Hu comes to visit him. The Shechin is mamish by him. He's zeichet to a dveikus nefloh, which mamish nobody can imagine. Excuse me, I gotta go take care of the guests. How do you give up the Shechina coming to visit you to take care of guests like Mr. Shah? How does that happen? He says, I'm ready to give you a say. He says, Chazal say, Yofasha Achas shall chubu maisim toivim ba'olam azeh, he called Chaye Olam Abo. Olam Abo is the world of timing, and that timing is going to be a tremendous loss to talk about this bar. This world is a world of apis. It's a world of serving HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Our tachlis in this world is not to enjoy the tremendous gilulim. That's not what we're, if a person is zoich, it's myrit. But the first thing on our agenda down here is avdus. So the Neil Avraham Avinu, he passed him. This was a psak halach. By him leaving the gilulim of HaKadosh Baruch Hu and going to take care of the guests, that was a psak halach from Avraham Avinu, that in this world, our rikur tachlis is to be avodah. The tainuk of the hizgalos of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's going to come hayoyim la'asoysa. Here we have to do. Here we have to be avodah. Mach l'kabel schar, and that schar is going to be a tremendous, beautiful connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Rosh Shlomo Volbev also asks a question. Why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu arrange that the malachim should come when he's visiting Avraham? HaKadosh Baruch Hu orchestrated everything over here, right? So HaKadosh Baruch Hu should first visit Avraham, and then the Malachim will come after the visit is over. Why did he bedafka make it? It should be in steerit to his coming. So Dr. Shlomo Volbe, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted him to pass in this halacha. That G'day Lachnos is Oregon, Yoisim Kabbalah's Mashkin. And that also answers a different question that the Mavoshim asked. How did Avraham Avinu know this? They say over in the name of Rav Nosson Adler that Avraham Avinu is a vorim, who is so miskadesh that Memeo they led him to be machnas areya. That's the pshat that some soikis say over. But according to this is very good. Avraham Avinu figured it out gufa from the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu came to visit him. And toich that, he sends malachim, shema minoh, that the hanhoga has to be, doi lachnos azorchim, yoisi mikabolos panash. Yukach no ma'at mayim, let a little bit of water be taken, v'rachatzu ragleichem, v'hishanu tachas ha'etz, and recline under the tree. And the Zohar HaKadosh state that the tree was able to be boidik, who a good person is and who not such a good person is. And also from the water that was near the tree, for someone that was a good person, the water used to come up towards the person. That was a sign that he was a good person. So Zok de Groh, this Chazal, that when Avraham Avinu saw 3 meters in a person, he knew he was a special person, and he was mechabedim with l'shaynes b'chardim, with tongue with mustard. So what were these 3 meters that Avraham Avinu was machshir? Number one, a lev chored l'dvar Hashem, one that trembles to be mekayim the word of Hashem, one that's a zoriz to be mekayim the word of Hashem. Number two, someone that loves aniyim, someone that's machnas areyach, someone that cares for the cry of the unfortunate. And number three, a person that's mistapik b'muit, a person that doesn't care for luxuries and for who knows what, a person that's mistapik b'muit, he doesn't go after the maestris, he doesn't go after tanugim, lives a simple life. Zok de Groh, that these 3 meters are merumis in the word l'shaynes b'chardim. Bechardel is the letters of number one, Bechardel, Bochar Dal. He chooses the poor people to take care of them. Or it's the same letters as Chadal Rav, hold yourself back from greater things, from Maestris. Or it's also the letters of Chored Lev, one whose heart is trembling to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's all Bechardal. Bechardal, he chooses the poor to take care of, he shows them a special Hashivas. Chadal Rav, hold yourself back from Grace's Achim. Settle for the simple things. And Chared Lev, someone whose heart is a chored of Bar Hashem, so he's on the grow. That's why Dafke Bechard. Zakas Sidoyim Va'amoyra Ki Rabba. The cries coming out of Sidoyim Va'amoyra are great. The Chofetz Chaim in his Psicha to Sefer Ahavas Chesed says that Bnei Noyach are not mitzvah on the mitzvah of Gidilus Chasod. It's not one of the Zion mitzvahs of Bnei Noyach. So Bnei Noyach are not mitzvah on doing tzedakah v'chesed. So the famous question that's asked on the Chofetz Chaim is that there's a pasuk in Yecheskel that says, "Hinei zehoya avoyin sedoyim, geoyin sivas lechem." They were great and satisfied with bread. The shalvas hashkeit had peace and serenity. Hayula. Now what was the problem? The yad oni ve'evyan loy hirzika, but it didn't support aniyim. This was the taina. The midrash would say the same thing. According to the Chofetz Chaim, that there was no tzivui on tzedakah and gemilas chesed. So what was the time on tzedakah? So there's many terutzim that are said on this. I'd like to mention two terutzim over here. Terutz number one is from Ulchan of Asimant. Ulchan says, the famous Reb Chaim Vital. Chaim Vital says, why aren't the midos mentioned in the Torah? It doesn't say you should be an honor, you should be... You shouldn't be a kaisen. Verstehtzich, we learned it, mitoich, the stories of the Avos HaKadoshim and the Tzadikim. Oh, but why doesn't it say, b'feirush, tzivui, you have to have good midas? Zot Ruchayim Vital, because Derech Eretz called Molotayr. Derech Eretz is the foundation upon which the Torah is built. And if a person is learning Torah, it's self-understood already that the foundation has to be there before the binyan. It's self-understood that there's a tzivui on that. Shalom Vizera Bukhana wants to say that even though the Bnei Noach were not in the Stava and Chesed, we have Zion mitzvahs. In order to have Zion mitzvahs, there has to be a Derech Eretz that comes before it. Without the foundation of Derech Eretz, it's impossible to have the binyan of the Zion mitzvahs. So mitzvah the tzivui, they talk they don't have that. But mitzvah the midas of Derech Eretz called Malatayra, the foundation of their Torah of Zion mitzvahs Bnei Noach, is Derech Eretz, Hashalufi Zeh, that is why they were destroyed, they were missing the basic foundation, and their society cannot continue to exist. The second terrace I wanted to tie in, and I find that the Ramban, Kamat says it in Beirush, wanted to say that Eino Chinami, they didn't have a mitzvah of Tzedakah v'Chesed over Eretz Yisrael is not Soiv al-Azaris. Besides them getting an Einish, besides them being punished for not doing the mitzvah, Einochinam, Ober Mitzad, Eretz Yisrael, not being able to hold on to them, Eretz Yisrael cannot be Seiv al-Azaris. You find a similar thing, the Gemara says, the famous Gemara in Sechta Shabbos, it says, Vayishyatsu v'sachta sahar, Mikan, Vaydor Rabba Lairaisa. Right? It says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu placed the mountain on top of them. It's correct the Gemara, so we have a very good time and we were forced into it. So the Gemara, how did Kibbul be Me'achus Veirish? So if that's the case, the Rishonim asked the question. So then, why were we punished with Golos Bavel, Churban Bayis Rishon, we were chased out of Eretz Yisrael? If the Kabbalah wasn't really a Kabbalah until the Ma'is of Purim, so then why were we punished? So one of the truths I'm given is that Eino Chinami, they weren't punished inside the Veirish, of Eretz Yisrael can't be Seibel, that which you did. It's a Matthias. Eretz Yisrael cannot be Seibel Chayt. Hashalof, he says the same thing over here with his dying. Mitzad that they didn't have a tzivut, that we're not punished. Over Eretz Yisrael cannot be cited. So I found the Ramban says so in Feirish. Ramban later on, he says, da, you should know, ki mishpat zdoimi l'maylas Eretz Yisrael. The mishpat of zdoim came because of the chashivas of Eretz Yisrael. Ki mechlal nachlas Hashem, ve'eno soivelas anshei te'eveis. And the same way it could spit out an entire nation because of their Te'evites, it came over here and spit out the Zedonites. Why, he says, Shaho Yuroim L'Shamayim V'Labriyos. So Raman Mamma says this Beveirish, that it couldn't be Mitzad the Aveira part, it was only Mitzad Ma'ilus Eretz Yisroel. So that really answers the question on the Chofetz Chaim. What? I guess it was such a hashchosa that, I guess this is my dreidish. Vatelel ha-bechira bein. Lloyd's daughters, they lived with him. Vatelel ha-bechira bein. Vatikra shmoy moyav. So from Lloyd came out two nations, Amon and Moyav. Now from Rus ha-moyavia came David ha-melech, and from that will come the Melech ha-mashiach. The Sfasemis and Parashas Lech Lecha says that Rus came from Loit, and the Melech David and the Melech HaMashiach, that was not because of the Schus of Loit. Loit Zishkevena Grace Tzadik. It was the Schus of Father Harim. Because Medrash tells us that back in Ur Kasdim, when Avraham Avinu was thrown into the Kivshon HaEsh, so Harim also went into the Kivshon HaEsh, and Itaka was Mekad Hashem Shemayim. Even though Horon was not saved from the Kivshon HaEsh, because he didn't have the same madreig of Kavone as Avraham Avinu, over Lamaisa Lamaisa, he did give up his life on Kiddush Hashem, was a Mori the Kazakh. So therefore, b'schus that, he was Zoich the David, and the Melech HaMashiach come from him. I saw that the Manchester of Shishiva Zasal says that we can learn from this a Gevaldik, a lesson of Chizuk. This is Dover Motzui by people that they're Oyvei Hashem, but they don't feel close to Hashem. They go to davening every day, they learn every day, and they do what they're supposed to do. But they don't feel any special connection. Number one, this is what I'm saying, is the Yetzer. First of all, is Manazeh, with the Koichas HaTumah around, so rampant, it's very hard to feel a closed Vekas Bashem. But that doesn't mean it's not there. It's just that we don't feel it. Over the Manchester, Shishima says, people would like that as Sab Giluyim. Somebody, a tzaddik, appeared to them in a dream, maybe Akili Eliyahu or something like that. They don't feel any special connection. And because of that, they get down on themselves. What's my avodah worth? And sometimes they sort of like fall backwards. So Zok, the Manchester, from this mice over here, you see a tremendous chizuk. Why? Because Harlan did not reach the epitome, the apex. And the mice, he died. And the mice of Rishai's mice, it looked like his life was in vain. Who knows if he did the right thing or not? Or Rishai calls Seyvach, who is Baruch, who keeps the cheshmet of everything. And even though at the time it appeared like his mice was not a mice in a mufkar like Avraham Avinu, about Kodesh Baruch, who keeps cheshmet, he writes it down, and from Horon comes the Melech HaMashiach. So that's a chizuk to us. You know, we play down our mice, and my davening, what's my davening already? I get to have kavanah for a few words, and I'm rushed, and I'm this, and I'm that. A person has to remember that his avodah is precious to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And even if it seems to us that it's not min hamufkar, and even if it seems that, you know, we could fix it up a little bit or whatever, we could fix it up a lot, of l'maaseh, it isn't avodah to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu keeps cashmere. It says in Masechta Zovos, kol ma'asecha ba'sefer nechtovet, and b'sefer eschai lovet. Yaakov Galinsky used to say, the Rabbi Yisrael does not blive a Baal Chayv to anybody. He has everything in Keshbet. And even the Maisim that are not so chosen, they're not so Minam Mufkur, Afal Pikein Takut, they're precious, and we'll get Schar for it. Vayoymer, Al Tishlach Yotchel Anar, Val Tasloim Uma, Ki Ata Yadati Ki Reel Kemata, Veloi Chosachta Es Bincha Zichitcha Mimeni. He did not withhold your Ben Yochid from me. Avraham Avinu was makir of his son, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So what does that mean? It matters to you, Elikim, you didn't withhold your son. You should have said more. You gave your son to me as a carbon. Why does it say, and you didn't withhold your son? Yosef Chaim Zonneveld, yes, Moshe Ma'adav Redaimah. The fellow gives you a matan, he gives you mamish, a nice big mezbos. You tell him, thank you for not withholding this from me. Thank you for giving it to me. I'm having my Mamashik of all the Ghanah. Why does it say thank you for not withholding your son from me? So Dr. Yosef Chaim, Amoyi the Kipshat, he gives a marshal to this. He says, say for example, there's a fellow that's in prison, and you have to be a kind pidyon shuyim, and it's a hain rab. A group of people are raising money, and they come to this person and say, listen, we're collecting, you know, first we have to get this guy out of jail or whatever. So the fellow mamish works hard and putting together $1,000, and finally he gets it together and he comes and he gives it to the askin. He's like, I got good news for you. I got good news for you. Number one, good news is we managed to get the guy out of jail. We didn't have to pay anything. So this guy's happy for two reasons. Number one, well, three reasons actually. The guy got out of jail. Also, he's going to get schar. There's my shot to tell you. But also, he's still got the money in his pocket. He's thrilled. Gets a mitzvah, machshav v'tayva. He's going to get schar ha'olam haba, right? But at the same time, he still has the money in his pocket. By Avraham Avinu, we would have thought that, number one, he got the mitzvah, the machshav v'tayva. He was happy with that. But also, he's thrilled he got back his son. Over Medrash statement, what did Mishnah say? The Medrash says that when the Malach came and told him, al tishmach yotcha l'anah, he started his mishpatenu with him. What do you mean? Because Baruch gave me a tzivui. How can you tell all of a sudden that? And at least he wanted to make a cut in him or whatever. So normally a person that really, he doesn't have a lame shoulder for this act, say, oh, Baruch Hashem, thank you. Dr. Baruch, I don't have to. It's not what Avraham Avinu did. What do you mean? I have a chiv, I have a mitzvah. He says, that's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu said. Not only do I see that you wanted to give him over, but after I said already, you don't have to do it. You didn't hold him back from me. You were still, you wanted very much to be mocking him as a carbon. From the reaction afterwards, that's how I see that you're really a Yerushalayim. And that's why it says, when it came to be makriv, it says, what's your tachas b'nai? He still wanted to be makriv Yitzchak. While he was being makriv the aisle, he had in mind, it should be b'mokim I'm being makriv Yitzchak. That was the Yireil in Kibbutz. I say over a final word that I saw b'shem Hagoyin Rabor Day Pavarsky Shlita Rosh Hashiva in Ponovich. Ata yodati kireil kemata. Now I know you're a Yerushalayim. Like Avraham Avinu went through 10 Nisyoides. Before the first one, even though he was a Yerushalayim, the going to the Kivshon Ha'esh is not even included in one of the Asar and Nisyoides. He went through the Asar and Nisyoides. Ata. Now I know. So, Pavarsky said about the Kibshah. There's different madrigals. There's a person that has Yerushalayim. That's one madrigal. He has Yerushalayim. There's a second person that's a metzius of Yerushalayim. Yerushalayim permeates his entire essence. He is the embodiment of Yerushalayim. Until now, Avraham Avinu possessed Yerushalayim, but it was still mechutz him. Now I know you're the Metzias. Every fiber of your Metzias is your Shema, your Elikim. Like David HaMelech, they say the same thing. David HaMelech says, Va'ani Sefila. I am Tefila. What's your Va'ani Sefila? There are people that daven, and people that daven with Kavona. But it's an act of davening that's Michutz them. David HaMelech says, Va'ani Sefila. I have become a Metzias of Tefila, of davening Takhlish Rosh, sending over here. Until now, first I say, a tremendous amount of Yerushalayim. I told you that you're a chefetz of Yerushalayim. He said this over, this word, he said, then again to the Brisker Rav. He says, you want to know who the Brisker Rav was? It's shy to say this word on him. It wasn't just a person that had Yerushalayim, he was a metzius of Yerushalayim. Once heard from Rashon Shadra on a Mari the Gemaisha. The Slonim Rebbe, before World War II, was once in the vicinity where the Brisker Rav lived. So he tells the Shamish, Kim Lam again, let's go see the Brisker Rav. You'll see the Yerushalayim by Litvash also. He tells him. So go to the Brisker Rav's house. He wasn't there. He was by the mikveh. He was working on something, checking out the mikveh. So they go to the mikveh to see the Brisker Rav. They see his Baidik. Shamish was a Talmud Chacham also, so he says, this over here is kosher. It looks to me like it's a shiloh. The minute the Brisker Rav heard the word shiloh on mikveh, he saw him starting to tremble, and it's like his face swelled up from pachad. Mamash. The Rav checked it out. His name's Mishnah Shiloh. He's Mavar, it's not a shiloh. He looked calm again. The Shana survived World War II. He was in Eretz Yisrael. Decided again to pay the Brisker Rav a visit. He went to the Brisker Rav, and gave him Shalom Aleichem. He said, I'm the Slonim Rebbe. Shamish, I remember that we came to visit the Rav, and he was checking out the mikvah with it. I remember I was Ma'ir Rishayla. The minute he said the word, I was Ma'ir Rishayla, you could see again the risker of the trembling on his face from Shiloh on the mikvah. Metzias, he was a Metzias of Yirei Elikim, that's the Shabbai Avraham Avinu. I tell you that, you're not just possessing Yerushalayim, you're a chepetz of Yerushalayim. I wouldn't shout.